And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
And welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Pete Gray here, along with Corey Sandin in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup, right next to Fisherman's Landing, San Diego. Great guest here. We have, from Fisherman's Landing and the Pacific Dawn, we have Carl Schmidt, and we actually have Captain Mike Laus on the line right now. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, buddy?
Great to have you.
Hey, it's nice to be here.
Yeah, you have time to hang with us for this hour?
I do. I can, just being an hour away and everything else, it being Easter Sunday, kind of threw a little wrench in there for me. I got to throw them first, sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. Well, if you can hang with us here, just hang with us for this hour.
I can.
Okay, great. And thank you for what Corey's going to tell our listeners here, this great gift for one lucky caller or texter, right?
Super cool. A day and a half trip, so it's going to, with a flip of the coin, one lucky caller or one lucky texter is going to win that day and a half trip on your boat there, the Pacific Dawn. Appreciate you being a part of the show there, Mike, and super cool.
Absolutely.
So many good words spread your way with just your enthusiasm and the way you run the boat and fish, and just so cool. So if anybody wants to join the show, maybe has a question there for Mike or Carl, 213-432-1090 is the way to do it on the telephone, or you can send us a text via the app, and only through the app. Make sure you do leave your contact info, name and a telephone number would be perfect.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. And let me remind you that Catch Report today is sponsored by SurfFishTackle.com. That's our great friend Bill Varney. And spring is here. You got to get your gear ready. So check out SurfFishTackle.com for the newest fish surf fishing gear. And then FishTheSurf.com will help you make you a better angler in the surf. Both those websites, really, really fantastic. Hey, while we have a mic on the line and a packed phone lines and tons of texts, let's jump into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Carl? Carl calling from Lakeside. Good morning, Carl. Two Carls on the show today, right? Good morning.
That's a good name.
Good morning. Yeah, my question's on hooks and tying into which type of hooks they're fishing with. Let's say specifically fly lining too for bluefin with like 60 or 40 pound, and they're using 2 and 4 mutus. Would you recommend that? There's a big debate is tying like a jam knot straight to a regular hook, or go with a loop knot, or with a ringed hook with a jam knot for fly lining.
You know, I'm not a huge fan of ringed hooks. I just feel like you know, it's like you going to work with a 50-pound bag of salt on your back. You know, every little bit of weight is for that sardine. You know that. So to me, I just believe in the regular mutu. Regular mutu, no ring. It does have a place, but not for a fly line, in my opinion.
And so that place would maybe more like a sinker rig.
Absolutely, sinker rig. The new way we're tying the sinker rigs, you know, with that short piece of monofilament or fluorocarbon below the hook, you know, tie it off to the ring itself with the main line. That application, you know, for sinker rigs is really good actually.
Do you use a lighter piece of fluorocarbon for the sinker part of it so it might break away, or do you just stick with the same?
No, we try to use something lighter. You know, whether it's fluorocarbon or monofilament, we pretty much stick to the fluorocarbon just for, you know, so it's abrasion resistant. Not necessarily invisible, but we use it for, you know, breaking purposes.
Gotcha.
So, you know, whatever, monofilament, whatever we can get our hands on that's light.
Gotcha. Because sometimes they eat that sinker, and you don't want to be battling that fish all the way at the surface, and he finally lets go, right?
Yep. Yeah, right. No, we've actually been catching a lot of fish with on the sinker. couple of hooks and a giant treble hook at night, but that's another story.
Yeah, but when you're fishing the sardine sinker rib, you don't want to put a hook on that torpedo that you have on the bottom.
Well, what do you mean,
like fish it like a sinker rig and a sardine rig,
like a drop shot, like if you're bass fishing, more or less.
Yeah, gotcha. All right.
Yeah. Oh, right. I'm sure you could do it that way, but that's how we've been doing it.
Wouldn't recommend that.
Pete's trying to present a nightmare.
That would not be good. Yeah. Can you imagine?
Right?
No.
Not good.
We use just a single San Diego dam knot or like a double uni. I'm a big fan of the reverse trialing. I started using that when I was working on the Excel. It's real small. It's beautiful. I use that 90% of the time. You know, you go two times through the eye. It's sturdy and it's very little.
Yeah, it's not hard to tie either.
Yeah, it's not hard to tie. It hurts your fingers for some guys, but it's not hard to tie at all. It's something you probably really want to learn.
I went on the Shogun and the Intrepid this past year, and those guys on the Shogun taught me a new knot, really low profile. I can't remember.
The 2x2?
What is it?
2x2?
I think
you go in twice and around twice?
Yeah, it was really small, really, really effective, you know, when fishing was a little tougher or whatever. It takes a little time to get it down, make sure your lines aren't crossed. But talk about a knot that is really low profile, really strong. I really like that knot.
Oh, interesting.
The guys on the Speedy on the Shogun and Connor on the Shogun showed me that knot.
Sounds super simple.
Yeah. Nope. The most important part is not getting your lines crossed. You got to keep everything nice and straight, or if those lines cross at all,
they cut each other.
Cut each other, yeah.
Yeah. Just like the trial.
Well,
correct.
We've tied up a 400-pound test with that 2x2 or whatever it's called. We go through twice and then twice again.
Wow.
Yep.
400-pound test. And it's nice and low profile.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I didn't believe it. I learned that one on the Excel, too. A pastor was tying it, I don't know, about 9 years ago. I'm like, dude, there's no way that thing works. There's no way. And he kept catching big ones. And I was looking at it. I was like, dude, show me that thing. And I started using it.
Learn.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool, especially with heavy line. You don't have a crimp. It's definitely one you want to learn.
Yeah, no doubt. Now, Captain Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing said you kind of got your start there, right?
I did. I now talk about starting at the bottom. I started working there. I was in my 20s. I literally quit my fabrication job, which paid pretty good, to work on a half day boat for no salary, just tips, sharing tips.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aliar was there. Aliar. Polaris Supreme. He was working that particular time, but he was still in high school. And, they had, who else? Andrew Viola. He was there at that particular time.
Wow.
The Pacifica. And, Lansville. Well, I gotta call him Lansville. It's, Brian, I can't think of his last name right now. Independence.
Okay.
So we all kind of came from the same area, and I showed up one day, and they're like, well, this is a slow season. And it was like January. No, wait a minute. It was almost the end of February, so rockfish season was coming. They said, no, we don't have any room right now. Come back in the summer. And I told them, I said, this was on the Clemente. I told them, I said, well, I'm going to come back every day until you hire me. And then the following week came, they had 100 anglers on the Dana Pride for 2-for-1 Tuesday.
Ooh.
And then they had like 65 or something on the Clemente. So, you know, just two guys. So that's how I got my start, and I was so stoked to be on the water. I didn't care.
That must have been a good tip.
I didn't even care. Well, 2-for-1 Tuesday, believe it or not, when you only catch a couple, it's... I made $13. I made a lot of $5, $13. Dude, I was just happy to be out on the water. I knew things would change. My goal was eventually get down to San Diego and work on a bigger boat because I knew I could make a living doing it as a deckhand starter.
And now what's it like owning your own boat, the Pacific Dawn?
It's just like, to me, it's a dream come true. Like, it's awesome. I don't know what I would do without it. I love it. We treat it like a family-owned business. Everybody on the boat, you know, is close, dear to me. They're good people. My son, Charlie, he's 24 years old. He works with us. He ran several successful trips last year. You know, his best friend, Brad, he's working with us. All these guys, you know, Brad had, he spent some time on the Intrepid. So we have a fairly knowledgeable crew. We also have this guy, he's a little bit older, he's my age, Ryan from the Royal Polaris. So
he's a character. If you want a good laugh and you want to be entertained, Ryan will keep you entertained all day long.
Must have been trained by one. I was going to say, there's not enough room for both those guys, right?
No, there's not. There's only one personality on that boat. That's it.
And I understand your wife works at Dana Moore Sport Fishing as a captain?
My wife, she works at the Ocean Institute. It's a research place. But basically, what they do is they teach kids about the ocean. You know, kids have never even seen the ocean, and they live 20 miles from here. You know,
incredible. That's cool.
Yeah, now, let alone be on it.
You have a fishy family for sure.
It's cool.
Yeah,
it's cool. I met her on the Fury doing kids trips.
Really cool story in your background and from the Excel to having your own boat now. And just so many texts and people stoked, like, on you having that boat and your tenacity and enthusiasm for catching fish. So it's super cool to talk to you.
Yeah, and I have a good text here from John in Huntington Beach. And he says, you're just full of good information. Can you discuss the bunk layout on boat design on the Pacific Dawn?
Okay, when Pat Cavanaugh bought the boat, Bill Poole was around, and both of them designed that bunk room. The bunk room was laid out a little differently. It was laid out forward to aft. Now it's inboard to outboard. They wanted to make it comfortable. I believe there was more bunks in there before, and... Well, shortly after Pat bought the boat, they designed the bunk room and they put it together. And that's what most... I'm not just saying this because this is my boat, but I've never slept so good in my life in bad weather.
The nice thing about the Pacific Dawn bunks, they're stacked too high.
Uh-huh.
The bottom bunk is about knee high.
Uh-huh.
If you're a 6-foot guy, like most, you know, in that 6-foot.
So it's not on the floor.
It's
like
not on
some
the floor.
Of, yeah.
Right.
The top bunk's about chest high, you know.
Nice.
They're all easy to get in. They're all a little longer than 7 feet long. So even if you're 6.5 or whatever, you have plenty of room there.
Yeah.
Like he said, they go from inboard to outboard. They're not going from bow to stern. So most of the time, it's a little more comfortable ride for you. The boat does have two double wide bunks when you come down the stairs. So the nice thing about this year is that what we've done is what Mike's done. Now you can reserve your bunk before you get on the boat. You know,
nice.
You call up or you make your reservation. Hey, I want to get a bunk or whatever. The guys in the shop have a bunk layout and they can tell you what's available. But they're all really nice, comfortable bunks.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mike, next Sunday, the day you come in from your day and a half trips is day at the docks. Are you going to be able to get the boat cleaned up and people can check it out?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. We'll be there all day.
Okay.
Sure.
That's cool. So if you want to check the boat out, the Pacific Dawn, you can climb aboard and pick your favorite bunk.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, come on down and check it out.
Yeah, all the boats are pretty much ready to go by. You know, everyone will be in. So
yeah, by 9 o'clock, it'd be full speed ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Ken from the San Diego Anglers is on the line. Good morning, Ken.
Hey, Ken.
Morning. How are we doing today?
Great.
Yes, I get a little bit of some news with the Open Bay Bass Tournament is we still have a few spots left, surprisingly, with only a week left. It's this Saturday, April 6th, so I want to let everybody know there's still spots. We also added jet skis to the boat division, so for those jet ski fishermen, you have a tournament you can fish. So you can go to San Diego Anglers and click on tournaments, and you can link there right to our site to get signed up.
Cool. So just and the website is just sandiegoanglers.com?
Yes, sandiegoanglers.com. You click on tournaments, and there's a link there that will get take you to iAnglersTournaments.com site where you can sign up.
Perfect. All right. This is coming Saturday. So the San Diego Open Bay Bass Tournament.
Weather comes through on Friday, clears out, and for Saturday's tournaments. Perfect.
First sunny weekend in a while. So
bring it on.
It could be really nice.
We'll take it. Hey, appreciate the call this morning. Good luck with the tournament, Ken.
Thank you.
All right. Very good. All right. Let's find out what that fishdope.com reporter, Captain Dave Hansen, watch out.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Dave. Can't wait to hear this one. And it's brought to us
by
the Fisherman's Processing, the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego, where you get your premier processing experience. Check out the new and easier online system to book your processing for your long-range trips. Now with the addition of the new team members, Fishman's Processing stays far ahead of the rest, and more sand-based service capacity and the finest customer service. Stop by their location in Old Town on Taylor Street, or you can check them out at fishmansprocessing.com, and that's exactly where you'll make your reservation. Do it today for your upcoming trip. All right. Good morning, Captain Dave.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Good morning, Carl, Pete, and Corey.
Good, Dave.
Thanks for having me on the show today. Mike, wow. The legend. Good to hear you, buddy. I hope you and Brittany had good time hiding all the Easter eggs this morning.
Oh yeah. We got this other bunny called Funny Bunny. He's like 4 feet tall. He does all the mischief on Easter.
Nice. You got to be there for the kids, bro. Good job. Yeah, Mike's a legend from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, just like Ali R and Andrew. Brian and the boys down there put together a phenomenal amount of people that are just killing it in the industry. And it's because of the work ethic learned at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, passed on by Frank Lopresti, who started out working with my dad also. So it's a heck of a lineage. But as far as fishing goes, gang, we know we got a little bit of weather here. But tomorrow's the big day, opening day of Rockfish, and I listened to Brian Pete talk a little bit about the regulations. I have some super duper inside information that everybody should be paying attention to, sport boats and everybody. The Fish and Wildlife's going to make a huge, huge presence this month. Humongous presence. They're going to be coming on the sport boats. They're going to be coming at the launch ramps. They're going to be coming on your private boats. They're going to be out on the Outer Banks. They're going to be all over the place. Pay attention, gang. It's going to be super important. You do not want to get caught up in this because, I don't know, for some reason, they don't have any money, so they're trying to figure out how to get some, so they're coming.
Right.
So be careful.
For them, right?
Well, it's kind of like...
Be very, very careful.
Like, they're new lobster, right? It's like they are on that stuff.
It's so sad, Pete. It doesn't make any sense. As you mentioned earlier, none of this makes any sense, but we all got to live in this world. And believe me, the industry is super intelligent. The industry will get around the regulations. We got a bunch of very, very good captains in the industry. We know how to fish. We do. We know how to target the species we're allowed to catch. So, gang, don't worry. You will not get fish. You will all get fish. It'll be fine. We'll figure out a way around it. But don't get caught in this net right now because they hired a bunch of new wardens. And
you don't want to be standing there trying to explain to them that's a Boccaccio and not a Vermilion. So good luck. I don't want to be there.
Yeah, that's a good point right there. I hear you. And, of course, fishdope.com has all the information for you. They have fish identifications on fishdope.com and regulations and stuff like that. And, of course, like we talked about yesterday, that new current chart, right, that they have on fishdope.com, game changer is what they said.
Todd Mansour was.
Yeah, Todd Mansour was all excited about that, yeah.
Another Dana Point legend,
yeah,
right there.
Yeah, for sure. So $30 off a fishdope.com membership using the code hookup now. Lowercase, no space, hookup now. Your $30 code for fishdope.com. And Dave, how do we find you?
Well, gang, if you are on social media in any way, shape, or form, there's a pretty good chance you see me. Your saltwater guide. I got a couple videos I put out every once in a while, and you can see my monkey, Marley. He's always the star of the show.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate that. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
All right. I'm going to go listen to... Bye, Mike. See ya.
All right,
and that's brought to us by a white bag, your white fish bag. Actually, by Gamagatsu. And if you like to fish for tuna, and if you're not using Gamagatsu hooks, you're missing bites. The Nautilus Circle hook comes in sizes as small as a number 4, all the way to a 6-0. And for the big fish, the Nautilus HD is tough enough, but not oversized. And both come with a ring or no ring. See your local dealer or check Gamagatsu.com. And you know, listening to that report, I think our bluefin season is opening tomorrow, too.
Yeah, I think so, for sure, with the weather straightening out and all that. 213-432-1090, line open right there. Let's jump in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it. How about Chuck? Chuck calling from Dana Point, probably not far from right there, right? Good morning, Chuck.
Hey, congratulations on the boat and all your success. You know, that's just too cool. Another person coming from the Willie Farm there. You know, if you think about it, it all started at the pier. So we all, you know, we're franking everybody down there. So it all really started at the pier. That's just really good. But I'm so frothing at the mouth to go on the Fury. We're doing rock fishing. That rip roller just killed it last year. And, you know, that's a pretty versatile lure. And then he's talking about how smart the bluefin have gotten. Look at the Eddie Bomb. I don't think they're that smart. But is there any reason to bring my Tiagra 50 anymore? Because I got a 25 Speedmaster. Seems like that. Those are just keeping up with the bigger reels now.
If you have a mackerel and you want to pitch a bait to a swordfish, you can bring it.
But for bluefin, 25 is plenty, Mike. Is that what you're saying?
Oh yeah, it's plenty. Plenty.
Yeah,
that's plenty. You want something that's got a good free spool and reel, nice, good free spool and reel with a nice smooth drag, you know. And I don't know, like a Talica 16 size, that size right there. We caught many fish over 200 pounds.
Nice.
And a jig with that one. That 20 is amazing. The 25 is amazing. Just there's pretty much what you need for every day.
Yeah, light, and you can hold them for a long period of time. I love
that. You can beat the crud out of them. Meaning, you know, just the abuse of the boat. Hooking and handing, turning, you know, they turn the handle just a little rough, and they come back, they're resilient.
Yeah.
The technology in some of these reels these days compared to what 10 years ago, everyone, like that Tiagra was like the standard, like that was the standard for big fish, you know, that's where you needed to land. Now, like, you can get away with like a Talica 20 or a 25 or a Speedmaster
or a 16.
Or a 16.
Yeah.
I think the Liberty a few years ago was fishing in rental rod, Talica 16 with a CalStar 700X extra heavy, landed a 260 pounder on a Talica 16.
Jeez.
I mean, it could.
Dude, we used to do that all the time until Carl got mad at me.
Yeah, that's it. Handle the power.
So I got in trouble for putting 130 pound test on the Talica 16s, the rentals. Because, man, they work.
But it handled it, right?
They handle it. They handle it. You, instead of servicing them, you know, every 3 months, they need a service.
Every other trip.
Much sooner than that. But they work.
That's cool. Well, Corey, you have a great text, huh?
I do, man. There's so many coming in. It's really cool and only done through the app. And this is from John in Upland, and his question is for Mike. Can you talk about your schedule for the Dawn this year? Are you going to stay in San Diego? And will you be back in Ventura? And what will you be mostly targeting? Any Rockfish trips in your schedule?
Carl and I have talked about it, and I think we're going to throw in some overnight stuff. And, you know, there'll be trips out to the 60-mile bank if you guys want Rockfish. Yellowtail and everything like that. I love fishing Yellowtail, but right now they don't sell tickets. Not for as many boats that are going to be running here shortly. You know, if we have a charter or something, sure, we'll go do it. Or if there's no bluefin to be had, we'll go do that as well.
Right. Hope that stays around. And that's
let's
the thing.
Hope it's it like, stays around.
Yeah, and with yours. Your experience and knowledge of fishing that bluefin, I mean, that's going to be your game.
Yeah.
We were talking about in the shop a while ago, like fishing the Coronado Islands, and this time of year with Rockfish opener, everyone used to get super excited. But us fishermen in SoCal have been so spoiled, and we're talking about, like, well, it's hard to get, like, yellowtail. Like, we used to grow up on yellowtail during the springtime. Now yellowtail just hardly gets a boat off the dock. It's, like, to me, is crazy.
Well, it is crazy, but, I mean, I kind of get the other side, too.
No, I get it. I totally get it.
Because there's 50 to 150-pound bluefin. Like that same distance right now.
Exactly.
And right.
Crazy.
And you used to have to go on a 12-day trip to go catch a fish over 150
that size.
Pounds.
Yeah.
Yep.
Now you could do it on a full-day trip, an overnight trip, a day and a half or a two-day trip. So I get it. So people are like, hey, why aren't boats running cod trips anymore this time of year? Or, you know, the full-day trips hardly fish the islands anymore. It's because it's what gets them off the dock, and that's what they need to pay the bills. And it's just bluefin, yellowfin, yellowtail, and dorado. Offshore is what gets guys off the dock.
But it's crazy to me to think that there's a 25-year-old that knows no different.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
exactly. There's
an entire generation of fishermen that really that haven't experienced this.
That's the norm,
that's
right?
Exactly.
Brandon, we're so lucky to have those things.
Yeah, Brian, Rick, and I were talking about, man, we used to go on the San Diego Mission Belt. We couldn't wait for this time of year.
Yeah.
Now it's hard to do that to get like.
To
break out your 10, 11-foot rods and go yellowtail fishing.
When you hear Frank Lopresti talking about Aliar catching fish on his way in, right?
And the Royal Polaris, too.
Yeah.
And Catalina Express seeing the fish. Like,
yeah. So that's a good news, Mike, is that they're still around after the storm, right?
Yeah, they're still around. I believe there's probably fish in the U.S. waters. You know, I think there are. I think they're still filtering down. If you go offshore, you'll see there's a lot of 61 to 63 and a half, 64 degree water. If you look at a water chart that measures temperature at 50 fathoms, or 50 meters rather, it is virtually a half a degree less than the sea surface temp offshore.
Wow, that's crazy.
But, yeah, I've never seen that before myself. Like in the middle of the summer, it'd be in the 50s. Normally.
Wow.
You know, when the water's, you know, 75.
So how does that connect, Mike, let me ask, because there's been some yellowfin caught already, like within that day and a half range. Like, how do you foresee or what? I mean, that's so interesting to me. 50 to 70-pound fish, am I right? And, like, how do you connect all
that? Yeah, they're bigger. They're nice. They're nice fish. I think they kind of get lost when this bluefin gets down. So some of the longliners down way down south, you know, below Turtle Bay, you know, they've been catching 120 to 150 pound bluefin from the beach. So just kind of theorizing is, you know, these things are getting mixed up with bluefin, you know, whether it's down there or it's up way out west. And, you know, they just start swimming around with them.
Incredible. We'll take it, right? Nice mix.
You know, yeah.
For sure.
Absolutely. But what's interesting is the water came in and it usually pushes south. And it's come in and it's It's been right there. It hasn't left.
Very interesting. Well, Mike, you hold tight. We're going to be right back. We're going to take a short break. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hook 'Em App, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Quintin, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Countdown to spring with exhilarating deals on new Yamaha outboards during Yamaha's Power and Performance sales event from now until March 31st, 2024. Purchase a new eligible Yamaha 450 to 30 horsepower outboard and get up to 7 years of warranty protection and a Siren 3 Pro package to your purchase of a 115 horsepower and up, and receive a bonus $1,000 in dealer credit and half off your Siren subscription. Looking for lower horsepower? Yamaha's got you covered. Purchase a new Yamaha 25 to 2.5 horsepower outboard and receive up to $2,000 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Offer ends March 31st, 2024. Subject to change. Other restrictions and conditions apply. Select models excluded. 24-month Yamaha extended service added, a 36 or 60-month factory limited warranty. Choice offered to Florida residents is a 24-month Yamaha limited warranty. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. Cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer. Season long-range fishermen know that the Red Rooster 3 is the finest fishing vessels in terms of technology, design, speed, comfort, and safety. This 105-foot sport fishing yacht meets every demand for comfort while delivering an unforgettable fishing vacation. Captain Andy Cates and crew are experienced, friendly, and sincere in their desire to help you have the trip of a lifetime. Book a trip on the Red Rooster 3 and you'll be back. Trips go fast. So check RedRooster3.com or call Lee Palm Sport Fisheries at 619-224-3857.
Day at the Docks is back, and Fisherman's Landing Tackle will have our largest booth ever. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Both in the shop and out in the parking lot, we will feature our huge inventory of rods, reels, lures, clothing, and more, all on sale. The fishing season is here, so take advantage of our inventory and sale prices while you can. Plus, our expert staff at Fisherman's Landing Tackle will help you get all the right stuff. Day at the Docks and Fisherman's Landing Tackle. Take advantage of our great deals Sunday, April 7th.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up, and having so much fun. We're so stoked that that Mike's joined us from the Pacific Dawn. And if you want to join us, two ways to do it. One, by the phone, 213-432-1090 is the number, or text us via the app. And to one lucky caller or a texter, we're going to have Carl flip the coin, figure out who that's going to. But a day and a half trip on the Pacific Dawn, and thank you for that, Mike.
Yeah, appreciate that. Now, you didn't cover the Ventura part of the last question.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sure a few of you guys are wondering why the boat left a successful business after 20 years of being in Ventura. You know, the boat has a great run up there. It's a beautiful boat. People love it. But as far as everything else, it just didn't completely add up for me to be in that neck of the woods. There was some, you know, there's always the possibility that how long am I going to have this run? You know, when's the landing going to buy their own boat? If they do, am I able to stay? And with this bluefin around, I figured, well, maybe I can get some people on the boat, build momentum, and start my charters early, but do it in San Diego. And, you know, talking to Frank and everybody else about it just made sense. It made sense. And, you know, I burn a lot of fuel tuna fishing, but you burn a lot of fuel hauling butt out to those islands. And, you know, if you want to catch bigger rockfish, I got to go further. So we burn a lot of fuel. Needless to say, it's a little far for us, too, up there in Ventura. But
You know, in the slow years for Pat, that Ventura was definitely his bread and butter. So this was a very difficult decision for me to make. I had some sleepless nights and extremely stressed out about, you know, I just don't like making bad decisions. And that was a huge decision.
It certainly panned out for you this year with the early start of the Bluefin, though, right?
Yeah, and, you know, if I was just an open party boat, I probably wouldn't have done it. But being a charter boat, I feel like this boat is so wrapped up in charters down here that it's hard to get new faces on the boat because it doesn't run very many open party trips. It's pretty much chartered through and through, you know, July, August, September, October. And so this way I can get guys on the boat that have never been on the boat without feeling guilty for, you know, because they're riding my boat. A lot of times guys will feel guilty that they're not riding the boat they always ride. So we're taking advantage of the situation where there's nobody really running. So we got lucky there.
And you're catching fish, too. And I might add, too, tomorrow you have a day and a half scheduled on the books. If you want to go, if you get enough passengers, you're going to do it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Is it a 2-day call or is it still a day and a half?
It's a 2-day. So
yeah.
After this past week, how good fishing he had, we had a trip that was scheduled to leave this morning, but obviously due to the weather or whatever, we pushed it back. So if we get 7 or 8 guys on the boat, we'll go fishing, you know.
Wow.
So if anyone wants a new trip, you know, hopefully the plane will be up tomorrow. We were told that. We'll see what actually happens.
Tuesday and Wednesday look beautiful.
Starting this afternoon, from 10 o'clock on, the weather lays down, the swell. Yeah. The wind goes away, the swell lays down pretty fast. So
Carl, there will be a good opportunity. Mike, this is a crazy opportunity for listeners. Because,
if
you get 7 or 8 people and this trip is a go, I mean, literally, you could call 5 of your buddies.
Yeah, let's go.
I might go with 5. You never know.
And have, nearly a private charter.
Yep.
Wow. So
Pretty much. And that's how you kind of sell it to them as well, because, you know what, it does happen. Yeah. It really does.
And
it happens more often than not in the slow season.
And the fish are here.
Yeah.
And you'll get a full night of fishing in, and then Ali R said that fish was closer than it was 5 or 6 days ago, so that will be a plus.
So leaves tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah. Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning?
Yep.
You'll fish
tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night, you'll fish Tuesday, and then part of Wednesday, too?
No, we'll be in Wednesday morning.
Wednesday morning.
With Mike Louse, you never know.
The day and a half could turn into a 2-day.
A little bit longer on Tuesday.
Yeah, for sure.
But you get one full night, one full day of fishing in.
So if you want to go, you want to put a little group together and have basically your own charter or just go on as an open party single, book on fishermanslanding.com, right?
Or call 619-210-8500.
Come on out, guys.
I'll be working.
Love that.
Working today.
Yep.
Okay. The landing is open. So
landing's open.
Hey, we have some very patient callers. I want to talk to Mike and Carl. Let's jump into it.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Ryan? Ryan calling from Irvine. Good morning, Ryan.
Good, Ryan. Good morning, guys, and happy Easter. Just want to say, it's nice to have you back. Thanks. It's nice to have Louse back and kicking ass as always. But I got a question for you. During this time around where the weather can be up and you're fishing the jigs either at night or the day, what's your best way of getting down there if it's going to be like 40 fathoms, 45 fathoms, when it's blowing in high swell?
So our absolute best, your best chance at hooking one of these things is taking your heavy duty rod, your 100 pound test, and overhand cast as far as you can downwind, and basically take your finger off the reel and let it free spool without getting backlash. But sink as fast as you can. You know, if there's 4 fish going in the stern, walk up to the bow. Just about when you're perpendicular, I tell everybody to, you know, just wind 40 feet, 50 feet, and then drop it again. And that's been the best way. Those midnight riders of Eddie Bombs, whatever you guys want to call them. Shoot, we used to call them butter jigs at Hurricane Bank 15 years ago, but, you know. So those things actually get down really fast. There's no drag. very, very, very little drag in the water, you know. And they scoot. We caught a lot of fish on those. The fish usually has been starting at anywhere from 80 to 100 fathoms. It comes up to 40 after you've been drifting for a little bit. So, yeah, drifting a knot and a half, you know, you run the risk of never getting down there.
So
but that's my best suggestion I can do. You make a huge cast, you know, we'll do it for you. We'll do it for you. Walk right up and say, hey, can you do this? Or we'll even grab your rod and say, hey, can I cast you out?
One of the guys.
And I can't tell you how much of a difference it makes.
Yeah. One of the guys on the last trip said he was fishing PL-68 and caught two on the PL-68.
Oh, come on.
PL-68? Really? Old school.
Yeah. So you can buy the right at the tackle shop with the Mustad 7691 hook on that thing, ready to go. Tie on some leader, and you're good to go. So.
Hey, there you go. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I have a great text from Daniel in Santa Barbara, and he says, again, with the knife jigs, question for Mike. For knife jigging for tuna, would you recommend tying your jig to your line with a chain knot or crimping?
Well, every chance you get, you can crimp. You should crimp. You should get the crimps that are almost. That's how tight you want the crimp.
So
you want to have to
say that again. You kind of broke up. You use the double barrel crimps or you use a single barrel?
I personally like the single barrel. But the crew's been buying the smaller ones, the double barrel, and they work just fine. They work great. I like a single one myself, but, you know, with three nice crimps on the larger ones. And what we do is, you know, we'll have to put like a 90-degree cut in the tip of the line because it's hard to get the crimp on. You know, we have to deburr our crimps as well.
So what he's talking about, just so we're all on the same page,
yeah.
Don't use, so Momoi makes what looks like a single barrel crimp, which the guys on the boat have been using, but it's actually a double barrel.
Oh, it is.
It is. So
yeah.
Just because if you're using a single barrel on mono or fluorocarbon, it will cut that line. So it depends on the brand of barrel, crimp you're using.
Jinkai?
Yeah, the Jinkai crimps, yeah, they look single barrel, but they're actually double barrel. So you want on the mono or the fluorocarbon, you're using a double barrel. Because if you use a single barrel crimp on the mono or fluorocarbon, it will cut it and you'll lose that fish guarantee.
And Mike mentioned deburring. So are you like filing out or cleaning up the edge on that?
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you want that crimp tight. You know, you want to be able to find one where you just have to barely put like 4 or 5 pounds of pressure with your crimper because you don't want to over crimp it. I see too many lines break from over crimping. We try to stay away from monofilament when we make leaders. You know, 400-pound even breaks on the leaders. So we've been doing, you know, everything that we can to make them out of fluorocarbon and not monofilament.
And you use multiple crimps? Did you see that?
No, I don't.
Just a single crimp.
You know, if I'm fishing wahoo, I will.
Yeah. What about burning the end before you crimp?
Okay. A lot of captains, a lot of guys go back and forth on this. I do it myself because I've seen guys forget to crimp, and that little mushroom tip will hold the fish sometimes if your crimp is super tight.
It's just one more insurance.
I don't know. Then there's the other side of it, you know. You want to leave it long because if it slips a little bit, you have some tag. You know, but I've seen a lot, you know, even like, let's say you're in a tangle and you're crossed up in the middle of the night with a knife jig. Those little tags get caught up in other people's line, it creates a big mess too, so. I'm a bigger fan with mushrooming the tip.
If all else fails, stop by Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We'll have the pre-made leaders all ready to go. You don't have to worry about learning how to crimp. They're all ready to go. They cost $10, 200-pound leader. They're like about 4 feet long.
Simple,
and you just
the pre-made
200-pound split.
Yeah,
rod, you're good to go.
And what if somebody had all the ingredients already, Mike? Is that something that you would help out with on the boat? I mean, if somebody just brought it.
Oh, totally. My guys are sitting at table, you know, right there at the starboard table, making leaders.
Oh,
super.
And Charlie and
Brad then on their watch.
Good at it.
Yeah. And there's a
and then on their watch,
there's crimping.
There is.
Yeah. You know, you're not too loose, not too tight, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
And then on their watches, they're cutting off all the hooks that are too little. That'll break. That'll straighten out, and they're putting mooches.
Well, that's the advantage of being on a boat like the Pacific Dawn, where you're carrying a lighter load. You can pay attention
yes.
to a lot of details for your passengers, mm-hmm. right?
Well, five fish is, you know, could be huge. You could either make or break your day when they're 150 pounds.
Yeah.
What so every biggest, fish that you...
What was the biggest fish on the deck this year so far?
Gosh, you know, I don't even know. I really don't. To be honest with you, I don't know. It's about 180, maybe.
180, yeah.
Maybe and right at 200.
Today is the last day of March, keep in mind. It's
right.
still March.
I know
right?
it.
Yeah.
I know.
So April Fool's Day?
Yeah, tomorrow. Yeah, for sure. Well, let's jump back in the phones, Corey.
Let's do it, Pete. How about Anthony? Anthony calling from San Pedro. Is it Pedro or Pedro?
It's Pedro.
Okay, there it is. Good morning, Anthony.
Pedro. Morning, how you guys doing?
Hey, Anthony.
Doing great. How about yourself?
Hello.
We got you, Anthony.
All right. Hi. How you guys doing? I'm booked on a 2-day going out this Friday. My first question is, how do you guys determine when it's safe to go out with weather? Because I think the wind's going to be picking up again. And then my second question is, I'm looking to catch a nice lingcod, and I want a nice a jig set up for a lingcod.
For lingcod?
I would. This is my go-to lingcod jig.
Carl's Forte.
Up and down, wherever. I've always had good luck. There's two jigs. You get one of those 12-ounce to 16-ounce torpedo lead heads, scampi lead heads. You know, they're 12 to 16 ounces. Kaylin makes
the big and grub.
Big and grub, you know, that's
yep.
Works really well. Or Corey's 8-inch or 10-inch slug right there. I like white or glow. What's up to you, whatever
yep.
you want to use. That's my go-to lingcod jig. Or you could kind of do a reverse dropper loop with a big mackerel with a big go, like a 4OJ hook for a lingcod.
Now you're talking.
Yep.
Yeah.
That 8-inch slug glow that Corey makes, deadly for lingcod.
It works.
You
it
put
works.
Like an 8 or 10-ounce lead head on it.
And real quick, so the difference between the curl tail and the slug, the curl tail would be a slower presentation of a fall.
Yep.
But if you want to get down to 40-50 fathom, like right now, the straight-tailed slug has no resistance,
yep.
gets down, and with it lifting the rod tip and letting it sink, and it creates a redirection, and it creates an absolute reactionary bite that's like,
yeah.
I want it right now.
Yep. And how heavy a lead head?
Sorry, I was cutting in and out. Which one is that?
Well, we were talking about the 8-inch slug versus the Magombo huge grub, but
yeah.
it's 6 to 8 ounce lead head,
okay.
and the lead head that Carl suggested is for a reason. It's a bullet-shaped, scampi-style head.
And it gets down there fast.
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And then, Mike, how do you make sure that the weather's going to be right?
Well, I check multiple weather apps. Safety's number one. The fish aren't worth it. Catching a fish isn't worth it. I also look at the other boats. Obviously, if every other boat is running, it kind of makes for a hard situation. But, I'll check several several apps, and usually they're either very, very similar or they're all over the place. If they're all over the place, we might hold off and cancel a little later because they don't really know what's happening. You know, when they're all over the place. But
okay.
we don't want to get you out there in anything with short interval, you know, swells. You know, 10-foot swells at 5 seconds is not good with 20 knots of breeze.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the biggest thing. There could be wind, but no swell and no wind chop. You know, that's different. So there's a lot of things that go into it.
Yeah.
And, the boat handles very well, but I don't want to hurt anybody.
The apps are so good now to be able to predict weather.
They are.
They're pretty darn accurate.
Yeah.
Especially right like the day before, right?
And a lot of the captains, like if there's four or five boats going, they'll all talk to each other. Hey, what do we think is going to be best, you know? Normally, if you get one or two guys canceled, then the rest of the fleet cancels. You know, if all the boats are going to go, they're all going to go, you know. But You know, it kind of depends also. You know, if you're on a smaller boat like the Dawn versus the Condor, you know, that's two different size boats and material and whatever. So it kind of depends, you know. But the weather apps like Windy and Buoy Weather, and Mike's been using a new one. What did you say it was called?
It's called Ventusky.
Ventusky. That's been a really good app also.
Ventusky. V-I-N-T-U-S-K-Y?
Yes. And the reason I like that is it shows all the leaves, and it's very accurate. I was like, wow.
A lot more detailed. Like, you can, like, zoom in one area, like, behind Kalina or the Conarado or wherever. It'll be a lot more localized if you need it to be.
Interesting. Ventusky. Yeah. It sounds
$5 a year.
Yeah, like how much? $5 a year?
Like $5.99 a year.
Wow. That sounds like a good one.
That's incredible. It gives you the waves, you know, swell direction, everything.
Better than Windy.
I do. I believe it's anywhere just the same. But Windy, to me, it's more of a broad spectrum of it's blowing 25 knots, and it will not show you, you know, the lee of San Clemente Island or, you
gotcha.
Know. Ventusky was showing me that San Clemente Island had a 40-mile lee the other day.
Some great information,
sure enough. Mike.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, hold tight, Mike. We're going to go to break right now. And when we do come back and Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to decide who's won this day and a half trip. And you stand by. We're going to be right back on the Let's Talk Hookup app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
There are moments that change our perception of what is and isn't possible. Cosmic shifts where the stars align with the Earth to alter how we see the world. The release of King Tide is one of those moments. This is the crowning achievement of Costa's 40-year legacy on the water. The culmination of every innovation and lessons learned up until this point. Wins and losses and highs and lows have brought us here to stand witness to a legacy brought to life. To achieve the ultimate potential on the water. Costa King Tide. Rule the water.
In San Diego, the future belongs to everyone. So Ford engineered the truck of the future for everyone. The Ford F-150. Available with a Pro Power onboard generator. What a great addition for anglers. There's also a variety of cab configurations for whatever you need to haul. The truck of the future isn't created for just a few. It's created for us who love the ocean and the outdoor life. Ford F-150. Test drive one at your local San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, and it's been such a fun show, and just having Carl in studio and Mike on the phone there from the Pacific Dawn, and we're going to have Carl flip the coin. Go for it, Carl. Find out who's won this day and a half trip. Texter, and the texter today is Dave from San Diego. Dave, right. You're a lucky guy.
Congratulations. You're going on a day and a half trip on the Pacific Dawn with Captain Mike Glass. And Mike, thanks for joining us, and I know it's a difficult day with Easter, your family and everything, but appreciate you joining us here this second hour on the phone.
Thank you. Thank you for letting me do it this way. I really appreciate it. I really do. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you bet. And I know, Carl, if somebody wants to go on the Pacific Dawn, book a charter, or get on the boat tomorrow, how do we do that?
Give us a call at 619-221-8500 or PacificDawn.com or Fisherman's Landing.com. Be more than happy to help you with any of your fishing needs out of Fisherman's Landing or on the Pacific Dawn.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, guys. Happy Easter to everybody.
Thank you,
JP, for manning the phones and the board there. And thanks to Adam for all he does on that Let's Talk Hookup app. And thank you out there for being the biggest part of Let's Talk Hookup on the text, on the phones, as well as just listening to us. We appreciate it and hope you enjoy a great Easter. Next Saturday, Yusuf Husseini from the Angler's Realtor and his brother, Ali Husseini from BD Outdoors and Local Knowledge, will be here in the world headquarters. And then next Sunday, we'll be live at Day at the Docks, one of our rare appearances live. So thanks for listening.